Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
What an awful weekend in our capital city centre over the bank holiday weekend, with two men dead, the Irish Sun man's death swim after knifing, the Sun combining the two stories from Dublin. So Gardaí are investigating two horror knife attacks in Dublin. Thomas Griffin of Ballyfermot died after he was slashed by his attackers in Island Bridge on Saturday before leaping into the Liffey to swim away from them. And then Gardaí have launched a murder probe after another man was stabbed in the city centre after a row at a gig spilled onto the streets early yesterday. And there's still some areas of the city centre, I believe, closed as Gardaí investigate that particular incident. That's the front of the Irish Sun. Front of the Irish Independent, new figures show average earners are increasingly being forced to share as soaring rents push the private market out of reach. So they can't buy a house and now they can't rent a loan. They have to share. In Dublin, a two-bed apartment would wipe out 90% of the average income. Even a one-bed apartment would wipe out 71% of the average income in the country. And across the country, people seeking an apartment or double room are being priced out unless they can split the cost. So you need to find yourself a partner or a very good friend if you can rent in Ireland now. Rent is swallowing half or more of a typical monthly income in several counties. And of course, the irony here, mortgages aren't doing that to people. I know some people are paying sky-high mortgages, but for others, they find a mortgage far more affordable than rent, and at least you have some sort of safety and security with your mortgage. The Irish Examiner says grooming and sextortion are among the growing concerns young people have when they're contacting Childline in Cork. We've one teenager at least a day in distress over online interactions. And Childline says the service handles both phone calls and online chats with young people who make contact with it every day in Cork. Childline says we've one teenager in distress over something that's happened them online, including bullying, sextortion and grooming. And that's really changed. It used to be the phone ringing. Now it's messages all about their online interactions. The Irish Daily Mail has good news for us. Patients with deadly skin cancer could soon benefit from a revolutionary vaccine that has been shown to slash the risk of their disease returning by almost half. Melanoma is one of the most aggressive and fatal types of skin cancer. And we have a lot of incidents of it here in Ireland, about 1,500 cases each year. But we could soon have this vaccine. It's called an mRNA treatment. Remember that from our COVID days. And it could cut the risk of deadly disease returning by almost half after 5 years. The Irish Times tells us one of the largest professional mental health bodies says it can't endorse the HSE's new autism protocol. So this was announced last week, the HSE's new autism policy, but the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland says it has significant concerns about the scheme. And the HSE introduced the new protocol to try and tackle the long, long, long waiting lists for people trying to get an assessment of need. But the new approach to diagnosing autism is a move away from standard validated assessment process, according to the College of Psychiatrists. Also, we have news about the weather on the front of the Irish Times. The World Meteorological Organization has firmed up its forecast for a return of El Nino this summer, increasing the risk of record-breaking heat and extreme weather events until at least November. So this is all summer and into autumn. The UN says it'll pour fuel on the fire of a warming world. And confirmation comes as many parts of Europe, including Ireland, have already seen temperature records broken in recent weeks. Now, we won't be breaking any records today with the weather, but we were breaking records last week. But we're going to have El Nino return, and that is going to lead to human-caused global heating and climate change. What they're saying is it's going to lead to increases in sea temperatures in the tropical Pacific, and that changes the weather everywhere then. So, mind you, we didn't have it last night because it was absolutely lashing when I went to bed and lashing when I woke up this morning, and then had the realisation that I never covered my outdoor cushions. So that's something I'll have to address when I go home because they're absolutely saturated. Inside the papers, just back to renting for a second, the Irish Independent has spoken to one man, a 25-year-old software developer, who says he's been left with no option but to move back to his family home in Laois. Evan Ward works at KPMG and he's preparing to move back in with his parents because he spent weeks looking for affordable accommodation in Dublin, can't find it and has to move back to Laois. But he's also created a new game called Dublin Rent Roulette, where you can guess the monthly rent of real daft.ie listings to highlight how bad the market has become. He says when it comes to renting in Dublin, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So he's made a fun game out of it. And the game, basically, it's kind of based on Wordle, which I played for the first time last week, quite enjoyable. But basically, a person gets five guesses for the rent of a property in Dublin, and you'll be told if it's higher or lower. 7,000 people have played the game so far, and they're kind of shocking people with the amount of prices. Donnybrook is the most expensive neighbourhood in the city. So if you want to play that game and either have a bit of fun with it or depress yourself even more, it's called Dublin Rent Roulette if you're interested in that. Now, staying with the Irish Times, they say incidents involving deer on the roads have been rising since 2019. So there's something going on where we've an increase in traffic incidents involving deer, and insurance claims for deer-related crashes are also increasing. And that there have been 41 casualty collisions involving deer between 2019 and 2025. And that means that someone was injured after being involved in a collision with a deer or by trying to avoid them. And thankfully, most common deer-related incidents involve material damage. So the car is impacted and not the person being injured. But it is something to watch out for. I do know of someone who ran into a deer and the deer got stuck, unfortunately, in the windscreen. And they said they've never heard a noise like the cry of a deer in pain. They said it was absolutely frightening. So just be aware of that. I don't know when rutting season is. Not sure if it's around now or not, but something to keep an eye on. Inside the Mail, people are revealing what they eat for summer. And basically, it's kind of a Mediterranean diet now. So it's not your quiche, it's not your potato salad or your egg mayo. The staples that were once dished up when no one could be bothered to cook in the kitchen, they're being replaced by some rather sophisticated options. So now the Irish are eating olives, flatbreads, hummus, chorizo, salami, focaccia bread, all those very fancy things. And they're not now eating things like cocktail sausages, corned beef, cheap crisps, pickled onions, or egg mayo or potato salad. Read more about that in the Mail. Final story for you comes from The Eye. This is an interesting one. And this is from the Irish chocolatier Lily O'Brien's, but it's in the London Eye newspaper today. And they say more than half of workers would consider leaving their job if their best friend at work resigned. The study found 38% of people have benefited from having someone to laugh with during the day, and 26% say work friendships meant they enjoyed going to the office more. Now, if you're wondering how you know if someone is your workplace bestie or not, it's if you meet up outside work, message each other outside work hours, chat about non-work related topics, have lunch together regularly, follow each other on social media, and discuss our dating lives.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.